So far, so good is the assessment of NFTA officials who are now negotiating an extension of the program allowing ride-hailing companies like Uber and Lyft to provide service to and from the airport. Under deals reached with the NFTA that began last June, Lyft agreed to a $3 fee charged for every ride, while Uber agreed to pay a flat $180,000 fee. Last summer, the NFTA told Erie County lawmakers they anticipated losing money, up to $2 million in this deal. Spokesperson Helen Tedderis did not have revenue amounts immediately available, but she told WBFO there are many factors that need consideration as all sides now talk.
It's more complicated than just simply a revenue. A lot is involved with that, and when we look at that and revenue versus what it cost in our operations here and maintenance and so forth. So it's a complex process, but we are looking through that and going through everything.
Tedderis says they've not received many complaints from customers and have not heard of problems similar to those at other airports. George Gast, chief of the NFTA Transit Police Department, says while there were early growing pains, such as instructing drivers where they could and could not pick up passengers, there have been no problems with Uber and Lyft cars joining the traffic flow.
Uber, you can't hail an Uber driver, all right? They have to wait off airport property to be called in. So if you're going to hail somebody, that's going to be a taxi. That hasn't changed. So it's been a coexistence, let me put it that way. But I don't think either program's really added to the traffic issues at the airport at all.
The NFTA's next board meeting is Thursday, June 28th. Tedderis was hopeful the board could reach new deals with Uber and Lyft by then. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.